The News from Lake Wobegon podcast has been made possible by Pillsbury Grand's Cinnamon Rolls, offering your family the fresh baked aroma and taste of Cinnabon cinnamon. You can find them in your grocer's refrigerated section. Pillsbury Grand's Cinnamon Rolls, making Sundays even sweeter. It's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. But it's gorgeous. Gorgeous fall, this beautiful, beautiful fall, like an extension of summer. But now at last the acorns have started to fall, so it really is fall, which came in on Tuesday at 4:19 in the afternoon, and the shadow passed across the upper Midwest, this sort of a golden shadow. As the acorns were falling, they fall on people's roofs, and it sounds like somebody knocking at your door, which is makes you think about mortality, which is what fall is all about. And this golden light moves in, and it's beautiful, and people are making sumac tea from the little berries of the sumac, turning dark red in the ditches, and the maples are turning red, and the sugar maples are turning a kind of a bright orange, and it's beautiful. The fish are biting now that the water has turned a little bit cooler, and out on the lake you could hear a man singing, "Red sails in the sunset, way out on the sea. Oh, carry my loved one home safely to me. She left here at dawning, all day I've been blue. Red sails in the sunset, I'm counting on you." And he sings a little bit flat, but we don't care. We forgive him that because he had a stroke not so long ago. And so things can be forgiven. His name is Ragnar. His name is Ragnar, but we call him Tiny. That's the nickname you get when you are large, as he is, a 300-pound guy. And he's out there. He's out there on the boat. He had this stroke, as I say, and it pretty much wiped out the last 20 years of his memory. But they weren't that good, that that period of time. And so actually, he's kind of ahead of the game. As it is, it really has worked out to his benefit. He was in radio years ago. He went to Lake Wobegon High School, and it was kind of a turning point for him. A football game. It was in early October, and we were playing St. Francis High School, and they had just recently moved up from 8-man football to 11-man football, and so we were expected to beat them handily. And Ragnar, or Tiny, was our quarterback, and in the fourth quarter, he threw an interception that went directly into the arms of a St. Francis safety who ran it all the way back for a touchdown, and we were defeated. Up until he threw that interception, he'd been a kind of a liberal Democrat, and that turned him to the right. It made him bitter because it was St. Francis, and so he turned against the whole St. Francis philosophy of peace and kindness and love, and he became an angry person, and he was in radio for a while, and he had a show called No Left Turns. And then he had this terrible temper, a terrible, terrible, terrible temper, and he blew up on the air, and he yelled at a caller, and he said, "You lie." And it was the station manager. So he lost his job, and he had to go to work in the warehouse. And so that's kind of his story. He's got a man with a terrific temper. Fat people, he weighs about 300 pounds, are supposed to be jolly. And they're not supposed to turn red and veins pop out in their forehead. But he does, and that's how he had the stroke. His wife is very nice. She's an English teacher. And so they're required to be nice. And She wears designer glasses, and she wears, beads and so on, made from dried vegetables. She's a vegetarian, and she goes to see a lot of movies that nobody else has ever seen. She goes off to little theaters in Minneapolis where they show these movies, and she's always asking people, you know, did you see this movie, Quelle est la place de mon cher? And they say, no, never heard of it before. What is that? Some kind of a romance? No, it was a French movie, and it's a kind of a documentary, actually. And it's about a family in the south of Provence, and they find out that they are not Jewish, as they had thought. They are actually Missouri Synod Lutherans. So their French is not that good, and neither is their English. And so their kids can't go to the Sorbonne. They go to a movie school. They study film at the Cinnabon. And so this is a film made by their kids, kind of like a movie within a movie, sort of. Oh, people say. Oh, I see. Well, that's interesting. Well, it's not, actually. A lot of dead-end conversations with Mrs. Tiny, because she's always bringing up books and movies that nobody else has seen. Her husband never goes to see movies of any kind. He's just at home trying to control his terrible, terrible temper. So many different things just push him right over the edge. People humming tunelessly. Just humming. Anger him. And he tries to control himself, and then he walks up and he grabs hold of them. Hum a tune, for crying out loud. Don't you know any tunes? Do you know a song? Hum America the Beautiful, or God's Hum something. There may have been people who were visiting our town who were planning on building something here. Maybe CEOs of big corporations who were wandering through the store, Ralph's Pretty Good Grocery, in the produce section, and were thinking about building some big high-tech distribution center that would have created jobs for our young people if this big angry man hadn't grabbed hold of them and shook them because they were humming to themselves. Dogs make him angry. Dogs that look at you. What are you looking at? Get out of here. Get out of here. Chases them off. All sorts of things anger him. Democrats anger him. When he stops to think about it, the way they will take money away from people to spend it on things for other people and not the people whose money it was. It's robbery. It's just robbery, taking money away from people to spend it on things that are of no use to them. Why should people who do not have children in school have to pay for your children's schools? Why do I have to pay for roads in North Dakota? I don't go to North Dakota. I don't want to go to North Dakota. Why should I be paying for your... He blows a gasket over these things. All of these things make him angry, but nothing makes him so angry as tailgaters. If somebody comes into his rearview mirror, he feels encroached upon, and he slows down, and then they're on his tail, and then he starts to fume and perspire and shout and swear. And his wife, sitting next to him, says, okay, that's it. I'm going to divorce you. On the count of four, it's a divorce. One, two, three. That was when he had the stroke. He was driving in his car. And people in Lake Wobegon know not to go out on the road when Tiny is going down the road. You want to wait a few minutes, just give him a clear shot there. He's paid for that road with his taxes. He has a kind of proprietary feeling about it. He doesn't like to have other cars anywhere in his vicinity. And if they see a stranger come to town who's about to start off, they say, no, wait, just wait a few minutes. That red sedan that just went down the road is carrying high explosives. So you want to... stay back here. But of course, they can't stop every car. And this was a car that came up into his rearview mirror, and he couldn't help but notice that it had a John Kerry bumper sticker on the front bumper, and there was a dog sitting in the front seat, and it was right there on his rear bumper, and he just blew a gasket. And his wife was saying, "That's it, I'm going to divorce you on a count of four." And then she noticed he was sitting there very quietly. He was absolutely quiet and not saying a word and tilting somewhat to the left. And the car rolled to a stop. And he just sat there. He seemed relieved in a way. He didn't notice what was going on. The person driving the car behind him turned out to be an old high school classmate of hers. And they struck up a conversation as they were waiting for the EMTs to come. And he had gone to see Kelly LaPlace à Mon Cher, and he loved that movie. And they were reading the same book, and they just seemed to have a lot in common. And she didn't even notice when the EMTs were taking Tiny away to the hospital. They took him off, and as I say, it wiped out the last 20 years, but they weren't such good years. So he went back, and now Ronald Reagan was still president of the United States. And he was back 21 years, actually. It was 1983. This happened a few years ago. Don't you do the math. I won't. And now, instead of being 58, he was 37 years old. In perpetuity, he was 37 years old. And so he sang a little flat, but he was back to that October afternoon, and his receiver was running downfield and running that hook pattern, and he was just drawing his arm back, and that pass had yet to be made. It had yet to be made. It would be October now for the rest of his life, and he would always be 37 years old. What could be better? That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average. The News from Lake Wobegon podcast has been made possible by Pillsbury Grand's Cinnamon Rolls, offering your family the fresh baked aroma and taste of Cinnabon cinnamon. You can find them in your grocer's refrigerated section. Pillsbury Grand's Cinnamon Rolls, making Sundays even sweeter.